Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Mike and Maurice's Mind Escape. Let us help you escape your mind.
All right, folks, welcome back to Mike and Maurice's Mind Escape. We have episode number 234 tonight. We're going to be discussing and announcing our documentary finally. It is called The Experiences from UAP to DMT. And yeah, it's been a long time coming here, and we appreciate the patience. It is in the editing process now, so we have most of the footage in. We're maybe going to add a couple more things, but... yeah, we're going to be discussing that tonight. If you're listening on an audio platform, please check out our YouTube channel. After we go live tonight, I am going to put the trailer for it on our YouTube channel, and I'm also going to air the trailer tonight during the episode, sometime in the middle while we're talking about it. So, and the trailer, I don't know, it gives me good vibes. I like what we've done, so even though it's a trailer, just the direction that we're going in and the topics and everything, so... But before we get started here tonight, if everybody wants to head on over and check out our Patreon at patreon.com/mindescapepodcast for just $2 a month, you'll get exclusive guest episodes and segments. I am in the process of migrating everything over from when we were on SoundCloud, to the Patreon, but we do have everything up there. It's just most of them are YouTube episodes, but I like to have the audio option for people as well. So I'm in the process of putting all those audio episodes back up from the back catalog. So you'll see a bunch of, if you've already listened to them, don't worry about it. If not, there might be something in there that you haven't heard yet. So check that out. We are also on Discord. So if you have not already, please check us out on Discord and join our channel. The link is in our Linktree link down below. And let's see here. As far as merch goes, we do have a merch store. Click on the Linktree link and go to our TeePublic store. A bunch of cool designs up. That Anubis one holding our logo. It says, "We are living, breathing magic." The Mind Escape Portal, which is the Portara of Naxos. And, of course, the favorite hashtag, Let Maury Speak. So, again, go check
Hello.
Those out. Also, head on over to indrasweb.org. It is live. This is a social media platform we created to connect open minds. So whether you want to speculate, hypothesize, theorize, go join up and start a profile. We are still working on getting that in the App Store. And one more thing. I have not picked a winner yet. We are going to let this go for another couple days just in case people hear this and they want to submit their... submit for the contest, but we are giving away a Mind Escape t-shirt. We have larges and mediums left, so if you think a large or medium will fit you, all you have to do is go to Apple Podcast, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, whoever's got a rating system, leave us a 5-star review and take a screenshot of it and then submit it to mindescapepodcast@gmail.com. That'll enter you to win. We have 5 submissions so far, so thank you to everybody that has participated in that. I will announce the winners probably at our next episode sometime next week, so look for that. And yeah, that's it. What's going on, Maurice? How are you?
I'm good. How are you, my man?
Good. I'm excited to finally get this out there and start talking about it a little, because I know we've been hesitant. We didn't want to give too much away until we had a majority of it done. So,
yeah, been beating around that bush.
So, let's talk about the inspiration for this. So, we were in the market to make a documentary. The last 2 or 3 years, we've been discussing it, and given the circumstances in the world and everything, we decided what would be a cool way to do this, and we kind of came up with an idea. Initially, we were going to do our first documentary on near-death experiences, I think we might do that in the future. But
yeah,
I don't know. Do you have anything to say about that?
No, I think it's good that we're, well, first of all, we really didn't have any choice once we started to go down the road that we wanted to do this and put the wheels in motion, reaching out to everybody. We only really had one option because we were kind of sequestered in our home. So, but I think that it turned out good, and I think it fits kind of with the format of the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happened? I mean, I'm just trying to think how this all went down, and we'll talk about this tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow I am hosting, I should say co-hosting, a Twitter space with Chris Wolford. Chris is in the documentary. He's one of the interviewees. That's actually one of the only things that we got in person was with him. A lot of them were either remote or done off-site, if you will. But I am hosting a Twitter spaces with him regarding this topic. Obviously, we'll focus on the UAP, UFO aspect of it. And yeah, if you're interested, join the Twitter space. I think it's at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And
what does that entail? Is that like a live thing?
Yeah, it's just live. And Maurice is not up with the Twitters.
No, I'm not on Twitter.
So Twitter spaces is like you start a space, and whoever's hosting it or whatever, a bunch of people join, and then everybody talks, and you just talk with each other. People can take turns. You can select people to speak or not speak or whatever the case may be. Some people can just join and just listen and not talk, you know. So it's, yeah, I like it. We were doing one once a week, actually, before my wife and I had our little guy, and that's taken up a majority of that time. So,
yeah.
But yeah, we're going to do a Twitter spaces tomorrow, so check that out. And yeah, so actually, speaking of Chris, let's see here. How long ago, when did we start doing this? Like a year and a half ago? A year ago?
Yeah, I want to say it was...
it was like maybe Mother's Day a year ago?
Yeah, yep, exactly, around that time. So yeah, I mean, we've pretty much been... accumulating all the footage for the last year, and that's kind of where we're at right now. I've been going through the material and kind of culling the footage, if you will. We got a lot of stuff.
I mean, as far as I'm trying to think how this went down. So actually, we were discussing kind of these topics. I wrote a blog post on our website equating UFOs and the way people discuss these things and the metaphysics behind it and everything. And I have a kind of a different take. I know I don't even agree with a lot of the people in the documentary, but that's not the point. The point is just to put the experiences out there and just put people's interesting experiences out there and let other people see and decide for themselves and take away what they want from it. But I remember Chris posted something on Twitter saying, you know, he has had these experiences, but wanted to do something and share his story or whatever. And I reached out to him, and obviously he's a fellow Detroit guy. So we connected on that. And yeah, the rest was history. In terms of, I already had an idea with all the other stuff going on and the people we wanted to be in it and everything. So as far as, you know, people that are going to be in the documentary, we might, again, add a couple more or whatever. I asked a bunch of people. Some people didn't want to be in it. Some people didn't want to, you know, they didn't like the dichotomy of the topics. You know, some people that are just into UFOs, just like UFOs or UAPs, and some people just into psychedelics and altered states and consciousness are just into that kind of a thing and not really into the whole military aspect or the sightings or anything having to do with the UFO stuff. So there were people that did decline, but some of the interviewees are Dr. Andrew Gallimore, who we've had on the show a couple times. He's written the book Alien Information Theory regarding DMT and extended DMT states and everything like that. Another interviewee is Dr. Rick Strassman, who we've had on the show a couple times now, and obviously he's famous for his groundbreaking research with dimethyltryptamine DMT and those trials in the 90s, and obviously he's famous for the documentary DMT, The Spirit Molecule. Dr. Michael Masters, who we've had on the podcast a couple times, he wrote the book Identified Flying Object, which his theory or hypothesis revolves around the idea that UFOs are time machines, basically, and aliens are maybe us from the future. A lot of it has to do with like time and everything like that. So it's an interesting take. He's also a biological anthropologist, I believe, at Montana Tech University. He's a professor, so super smart, interesting guy. Dr. Robert Davis, or Bob Davis, we've had him on the show recently. Again, brain scientist into altered states of consciousness and what do these things mean and everything. He's written a few books as well. Laird Scranton, who, I mean, a lot of people that have watched our show, we've had Laird on like probably five or six times now. He's always got an interesting take on, you know, ancient metaphysics and, you know, what were people, what did they know in terms of science in the ancient world, specifically cosmology. And again, I mentioned Chris is in it. Chris Wolford, Lee Adams, who we've had on the show before. Lee was actually stationed on the USS Nimitz, not for the famous USS Nimitz sighting, but he was stationed there when he was in the Navy, as well as somewhere else, I think in Virginia. We've had him on to discuss his own UFO sightings and just the culture.
Yeah, he's had some good experiences.
Just the cultures on the ships, you know, these Navy ships and aircraft carriers, and how do people talk about these things? Do they talk about them? Do people share stories, that kind of a thing? So Lee's always a wealth of knowledge. He also studied consciousness and Jung in college and Jungian archetypes and all that kind of stuff. So Ian J. did. Ian is an author, Tripping the Field, you know, having to do with like lucid dreams and dreaming. He's written another book as well. I forget the name of the other one, but we've had him on a couple times as well. Super interesting guy. He's a really great artist too. His artwork, he posts it on Instagram and Twitter. I really enjoy his art. So,
yeah, maybe we could get a couple of pieces of that to put in there. That'd be cool. Yeah,
absolutely. Let's see here. Soraya Azcath. Soraya, for I'm sure a lot of people know, but Soraya is the host of Where Did the Road Go podcast, and he's been into paranormal, altered states of consciousness, all that kind of stuff for a while now, and he's interviewed a lot of cool people as well, so he's got an interesting take on the subject. So I thought he could add a lot to this conversation. Justin is one of the duo of Dreaming Jaguars. Dreaming Jaguars is a channel on YouTube where, you know, they talk about dimethyltryptamine, DMT, psychedelics, altered states of consciousness, all that kind of stuff. So if you haven't checked out the Dreaming Jaguars, check them out. His partner, Justin Gale, also in the documentary. So again, they're just really interesting guys who or Paul, I'm sorry, did I say Justin twice? Paul Duvall and Justin Gale.
Yeah, yeah.
I said Justin twice, I think. So yeah, Paul and Justin are really nice guys, and the Dreaming Jaguars channel is really interesting if you haven't checked it out, so check that out. Let's see here, Anthony Tyler. I know he, Anthony just started a podcast, but he's an author. He wrote the Dive Manual and Hunt Manual, which just came out recently, and we always have interesting conversations with him regarding metaphysics and philosophy, philosophy of mind, and all that stuff. And I think his podcast, you can check him out. It's called Black Hoodie Alchemist. So he's got some interesting stuff going on. Friend of the show and a guy I like to bounce stuff off of sometimes, Martin Ferretti. He runs the Alchemical Mind podcast. You know, all these guys. So like Lee has had UFO sightings. Ian's had some UFO sightings. Both Lee and Ian both are familiar with psychedelics. Soraya's into paranormal stuff and weird experiences. Justin and Paul are into like weird altered states of consciousness, psychedelics, DMT, all that kind of stuff. Anthony Tyler's same thing, into altered states of consciousness, psychedelics. He's had his own UFO sightings, specifically when he lived in Alaska. Martin into altered states and all that kind of stuff. He's also obviously into the spirituality stuff, given his podcast, but he also had UFO sightings. And then Matthew Roberts was stationed on the USS Roosevelt when the gimbal video came out, the famous gimbal video. So I think we have a good, and he wrote the book, Initiated, and was into he wasn't really into these topics before, but given, you know, everything that happened on that with the gimbal video and everything, he kind of had a bunch of synchronicities and weird things happen where it's kind of driven him to take a look at all these subjects. So
yeah,
I think the interesting thing is I tried to put together a list of people that I have good rapport with, number one. So I kind of trust a lot of these people. And I believe their stories. I believe they all experienced, the people that have seen things or experienced things. I believe that, you know, they experienced what they experienced. And I would like to find out, though, through this discovery, through this documentary, what's really going on. Is this all, you know, and I mention this a lot, but are we dangling the carrot in front of ourselves? Like, is these sightings and these experiences, these mystical states or these UFO sightings or UAP sightings or altered states of consciousness, are these us dangling the carrot in front of ourselves to evolve to the next level of consciousness as some sort of evolutionary mechanism that pushes us along? Or are these external things interacting with us, taking on different shapes or forms? Or is there a whole world beyond our eyes that we're unaware of because of we have the built-in pareidolia, and we have our five senses that we rely on? And is there things beyond our five senses that we just can't see or comprehend or feel, or you know, what's going on? So that's what we're trying to do with this documentary, is just get to the heart of what's going on and look at this stuff objectively from like an epistemological lens. And I love the topic of, you know, the UFO stuff, because I find it fascinating. I've had my own sighting recently, as well as seeing weird things in altered states and psychedelic experiences and stuff. But I want to know what other people have to say about it, and I want to get that out there, and then I want people to develop discussions around these things. So that's kind of the gist of it, I would say.
Yeah, and I think we have a very good group, ranging from, I would say, like an everyday type of person all the way up to the highest caliber of a doctor. So you get a nice array of different people's takes on it. And yeah, I think we created this thing not to tell people what to think, but also kind of just allow them to take in all the information and then kind of come up with an idea or a judgment within themselves, which we don't really have any, we have no agenda. All we were doing is collecting a group of people that we thought had a very vast range of information. And then we're kind of putting that together and then letting the viewer kind of make the decision, you know?
So, I mean, the other thing is I've been an observer of UFO Twitter and UFO social media, UAP social media over the last 4 years, three, 4 years. And there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of people calling each other out, name calling. And I don't really understand it. If we're all after some sort of truth, you know, what's the point of, you know, getting after each other like that? It just doesn't make any sense. And I think that there needs to be more intelligent conversations surrounding these topics if you want them to be taken seriously. As we talk about on this podcast many times, I think that there is like a true fringe or this realm of metaphysics that could be a possibility. And then there's the BS pure speculation that came from one person. Then it gets passed around and a bunch of people talking about it. It really has no basis in reality. Not that we should pretend to know what reality is, because I think that very few people achieve those states where they can grasp any sort of a semblance of reality. But in terms of knowing what we can based on what we're given, but yeah, I think that seeing that topic in the way, and even the psychedelic stuff too, there's a lot of, look, we like talking about woo, it's fun, you can speculate and whatever. But I think, you know, you can get too deep into the woo and not really look at what the true possibilities of things are, and not be honest or realistic about things. So this documentary is going to be super, it's going to be walking that line between what do we know, you know, like epistemology, like the theory of knowledge. And then also describing people's experiences and like, where can we bridge that gap where it's like, okay, this person had this experience, it was real to them. What does this mean in reality? And I think that that's kind of what we're trying to get to here is like, what do all these experiences mean? Do they mean anything? Is there some teleological, you know, I don't even know, like, is there some purpose to any of this, telos, or is this all just some accident, you know? So, I don't necessarily believe any of this is an accident, but I also don't have answers as to what it is. But I think that through making this documentary, I've already learned a lot. And obviously we've been doing this podcast for like over four years now. So just talking with a bunch of people and getting their perspective on things has really shifted me in a way where, I think that we just need to be more honest with ourselves about these things. I really do. I just think that we get to the point where we like to fool ourselves or trick ourselves, or we want to willfully believe things that maybe don't have any real basis or data behind them. And yeah. And look, like I said, I don't agree with everybody's take in this documentary. I know there's a lot of people with different varying opinions. I think one thing we can all agree on, most people that are in this documentary, is that something weird is happening and nobody has a real good explanation for it. So I think that that's the one thing that all these people have in common in the documentary that I also share with them. And I think I can speak for you and say that you share that with them as well.
Yeah, and I don't think that we're not making big claims like some of these people that we're going to come to some ultimate conclusion with this. But with this documentary, we can take another step and further our minds, and hopefully we can slowly get to the meaning of all this. But again, it might not be for tens to twenties to hundreds of years from now, but keeping an open mind, I think, is the first step. And then getting out all this information and letting people kind of come to their conclusion. I kind of keep harping on that same concept, but that's really what our goal was with this, is to not point fingers and demand answers. It's more of letting people speak freely in a comfortable space, and we're not going to judge one person or the other. We're going to let people get their information out there and see where that kind of takes us. And again, letting a viewer come to their conclusion, I think that's kind of a fun thing. You know, we all love these mysteries and stuff like that. So we're going to put out some of the the information or the clues, if you will, and then you can come up with your own conclusion.
And I mean, that's how it should be. It's like we all have different perspectives on things, and I think that if you present things in a certain way, people will come to similar conclusions, not all the same, but similar conclusions. And I think that one goal of making this documentary is for people to walk away saying, yeah, something weird is happening, something weird is going on. I don't have an explanation for it, but it makes me want to go find out, you know, and that's the goal.
Well, there's too many people saying this, something is out there. Again, that's why I love the array of guests that we have, because we do have everyday people. Like, I would consider myself an everyday person, but then we have it all the way up to the doctors and the people that spend a lifetime studying the real minutiae of the science. So it's like, if everybody can kind of agree that something strange is happening, then who are we to say that it's not?
Yeah, I mean, and again, I want to elevate the conversation around these topics too. I mean, psychedelics, we've talked a lot about it on the show. I've tried to have who I think are cutting edge thinkers and scientists and researchers and people that know what they're talking about, as well as presenting our own ideas. I mean, we've had a lot of experiences ourselves where we can call BS on a lot of stuff. You know, we can call people out. We know what's what on a lot of things having to do with, you know, these topics and consciousness and different things. So I think that that's part of it. But again, I see too many fakers out there. I see too many, you know, people that are just going through the motions with these things. I mean, look, there's a lot of good documentaries out there too. That Phenomenon documentary is a great documentary. We're not going to do that. We're not doing all the military stuff with the timeline from Roswell all the way up to the more modern stuff. You know, that's not what we're doing. We're doing people's personal experiences. And actually, that's how I really got into this, was just reading Plato's dialogues and just understanding gnosis, and which is knowledge through personal or spiritual experience, and having my own. And that's kind of what brought us here. That's what brought me here. That's what brought us to do this podcast. And again, I would like to get away from what everybody else is doing. I want to do something different. That's why we have different people. That's why the take is different. That's why we're not saying, oh yeah, for sure, these things exist and they're here and they're there and they come from here. And because I think that that's all BS on a certain level. Until somebody's got footage of somebody sitting down interviewing an alien or something along those lines, I don't know how anybody presents to know things for a fact. And everything else is just a game of telephone. And I'm not really into the whole the government said this or that, or they've, you know, this has been going on forever. Like, I'm not into any of that. That's not what I'm interested in, because I've had my own experiences, and I just don't see that as being important. You know, I'll let all the other people and the activists and the people on UFO Twitter figure all that out. You know, I have a different take on all that. So,
well, that's never really been our MO. It's always been, because we could take an easy way to the top. Obviously, if we embrace some of these fringe ideas, it would propel us higher, because that's what people like. But we've always kept ourselves rooted in sincerity and the honest take that we have, or better known as more scientific based things. But again, obviously science runs its course, and there's things that cannot be explained by science, but we still try and keep ourselves rooted into a reality, if you will.
I mean, the other thing is, yeah, I mean, you watch all, look, when you look at all the, when you look at all the podcasts, it's all the same people being interviewed. It's like a cycle. It's just all the same stuff going round and round and round. Like, I haven't learned anything new from watching or listening to any of those in years. I just haven't. It's just not fascinating to me. So I wanted to get a different group of people with a different take. I do tons of research on stuff. I cross-reference things. We do so many different topics. I think I have a general knowledge of a lot of things, and better knowledge on specific things. But When it comes to these topics, I mean, I'm always about learning something new. And I think we need more new voices, more new people, more new ideas out there. It's just the same old stuff going round and round and round. And it's just tired. It's just very tired.
Yeah, and I'm actually having a good time because I'm the one doing the majority of the editing, and I just enjoy watching each person's, you know, interview, because I'm it's almost like my own personal podcast. I can just watch this interview, and I'm learning so much from each individual presentation. It's pretty cool how everybody has their own take or their own experience, and I think this thing's going to really come together.
Absolutely. And look, I mean, like I said, I don't even get all that stuff online and all the social media stuff. I don't get involved with it. I watch it. I mean, I don't watch it like, oh, let me get my popcorn and watch it. It's just I pay attention to what's going on. I like to know who's saying what, why they're saying it. I'm like an observer kind of a thing. So I don't have like any allegiances to any people or think this person's better than that person or this person's at the top or this guy knows way more than that guy. I don't think anything like that. So we're not in one camp or another or anything like that. We're just, you know, the only thing we're out for is to figure out what's going on, you know, like what's at the heart of all this stuff. So,
yeah.
And I mean, I'm a, you know, we're nice people. We're not trying to out there starting anything. We just want, hopefully this brings people together. I want to connect people. The more people connected, the more open minds connected, the more I think we can push this ball a little bit further and figure out what's going on. So,
yeah, hopefully it creates a buzz and people can have an open dialogue and not jump down each other's throats.
Yeah. I mean, people, you know, people are fighting about stupid stuff online these days too.
Oh, like, we've seen the world.
It's
my
not
friend.
Even, and it's just. I think, and this isn't a knock on anybody, but I think it comes from like a lack of research and not necessarily like intelligence. I'm not saying anybody is like dumb or anything like that, but I just think that the less you know about things, the more you default towards, you know, name calling or pettiness or whatever. Cause it's like, why would you discuss that when you can have a healthy debate with somebody and discuss the actual facts, and then the epistemology regarding these topics. So,
well, I think it's come a long way too, since the old, when you hear UFO, people's eyes just rolled, and now people are talking about it with their, like you said, your dad, you were talking about it with your dad, with someone that you wouldn't even.
My dad and I saw, my dad and I saw, well, it was like 2 years ago now. It was like on his birthday. We were in his backyard. Yeah. And I remember he goes, "Will you grab me something to drink?" So I walked in, I grabbed him a Stella, I grabbed us both a Stella, and I walked out. We had just gotten there maybe 10 minutes earlier, and my wife's standing facing us, and both my dad and I are facing out looking at the sky kind of over where O'Hare Airport, like that direction is. And I just remember seeing, I mean, I've seen a million planes come and go because I used to live at that house with them a long time ago. But this was like an orange orb, and it was very weird, lot larger than any planet. And I knew where Mars was, and I knew where all the planets were because I just, you know, I follow that kind of stuff. And I reached in my pocket right away to pull up my phone, and I actually wasn't even thinking taking a picture. I was thinking, I'm going to look at the star chart and make sure this isn't some sort of, you know, constellation or star that, you know, is just really bright that night or whatever. And by the time I got my phone up, this thing was gone, just whizzed off. Definitely was not a plane. So I don't know what it was, but it was like an orange orb. And I remember my dad and I just kept saying that it was just so bizarre. That was so weird, you know. And I wrote a whole blog about that on our website where I was just trying to talk about like not mythologizing certain things. That's what we do as human beings. And I know from my own stuff and my own mental stuff that I've dealt with in the past, we can create stories very easily. And then we just like go along with those stories. Right. I mean, I don't know if you do that, but do you ever create, like, when there's uncertainty around a topic, do you create your own narrative or your own story surrounding it?
Absolutely. I think everybody does. I think so, our whole lives are built on the stories that we tell ourselves.
So, I tried not to do that at all. And the more I like fought off saying it was this or it was that, or telling a bunch of people and making a big deal about it, the more weird it became. And the more I was able to think about it in like a non-biased or convoluted way, Yeah, it was just a bizarre scenario. And, you know, we can go into that, but that was another inspiration for this documentary, was that whole, well, I had that psilocybin experience where in the middle of it, I was compelled to write this blog about like the Greek gods and mythology and UFOs and everything. And, you know, there's a lot of people talking about UFO religions and, you know, UFO worship or believing in UFOs is like modern day religion. I know Diana Pasalka wrote American Cosmic, and some of that stuff's in there. You have Jacques Vallée talk about that kind of stuff. But my blog was actually, I wasn't even thinking about any of that. I was just in the middle of peaking on the psilocybin experience, and I was just compelled to write about it. And I was like downloading information. So if you're interested, you can go on our website. The link's down below for the link tree. It's UFOs and Epistemology is the name of the blog. But so anyways, you know, I ask myself all the time, are these sightings, are these experiences, is this our modern day version of the Greek gods? Is this, you know, because the Greek gods, people believed that they were there. They couldn't see them. They couldn't experience them really, but they believed that they were there, controlling physical things. And you could say that to be the case even now with UFOs and the way people think about them and everything. So it's like, you know, there was the gods of the gap or god of the gap. Now you have UFOs or aliens of the gap kind of a thing. So we've talked about that on the podcast before too. So yeah, I don't know how you feel about that. Again, that's not the answer. I don't think that's the way I think about it in terms of like, what evolutionary function could this serve if it was in our minds, if it did come from us, if we were projecting it? And I could see that being beneficial, almost like religion's beneficial in a way, because believing in something, it takes that pressure off you. It allows you to live, gives you something to live for, as where I could see the same thing happening now with the whole UFO thing. And you have a lot more people abandoning religions and organized religions, and people need to fill that gap, because we have evolved to, you know, you could say human beings started with superstitions, you know, seeing something and then something happening. There could have been some correlation there, you know, super prehistoric times, you know, or you know, a Neanderthal seeing a strike of lightning and then a fire starting in a forest. Oh my God, you know, it was a sign, or, you know, let's believe this.
Or eclipse.
Eclipse, you know, you could go throughout history and go, so superstition, and then superstition kind of evolves into ritual. And then ritual goes on for a little bit, you know, and that's where you start seeing like shamanism and stuff like that. And then ritual evolves into, what would be kind of, you know, let's just say natural philosophy, and natural philosophy evolves into science. You have religion in there too. Religion would have came somewhere around that, a little bit before and during the natural philosophy, because even though obviously you have Thales and the pre-Socratics come along and kind of change up the game, during those times, you had people still believing in religions, and there's still people that believe religions to this day, given the fact that we have philosophy, we have science, and even science doesn't really put that much stock into philosophy, which they should. But yeah, because science is great at answering how questions, how things work, how things operate, but they're not really good at answering why, right?
Yeah.
So, or having a teleological explanation for things. So,
yeah, I actually wanted to jump back on something you said earlier, is what's going on? Are these things happening externally, or are they happening within our minds? And I would say that maybe everything is happening within our minds. I mean, we've had theories about we're creating our own reality. So again, maybe there is some connection with that.
Yeah, you know, was that a long time ago we discussed, what's that book called? biocentrism by Dr. Robert Lanza, which is that biology creates consciousness and, you know, and you're not really ever dead because all there really is consciousness kind of a thing. Yeah. So again, I don't know. I don't have all the answers. We're not pretending to have all the answers, but let's see here. Should we play the trailer for everybody?
Absolutely.
So we'll play the trailer and then we will do a little bit of, we'll have a little bit of conversation afterwards too. But after the episode's over, I will also put the trailer on our YouTube channel. And then again, tomorrow we're doing that. The Twitter spaces. So,
yeah, and we actually would want people to comment, you know, leave some words like what guest are you excited for? And, what are your thoughts on this whole subject altogether?
So I'm about to play the trailer. If you are listening on an audio platform, please check out our YouTube channel. And if you are watching on Spotify, thank you. We appreciate it. I'm going to start uploading everything on Spotify so you can watch the videos on Spotify as well. But here we go. This is our documentary trailer for the experiences from UAP to DMT. Here we go.
Is it real or is it not? That's what you're asking me.
I still, to this day, can't find any rational explanation for what I saw.
Extremely intelligent, apparently highly advanced, hyper-technological beings.
I think that we just don't look at the perception of reality in the right way yet.
It got very close to the point that I could see just one big light, and then it stopped, and then it shot up in the sky.
You know you're not dreaming, but you wonder how real any of it really is.
It dawned on me. It was real. This took place, but then I still didn't do anything with it. Never said anything to anybody.
There is some mind-altering aspect to these UFO encounters. A lot of people get a sense of missing time.
I noticed that these three stars were kind of in a formation. It was a triangular formation.
Condensed into entities or beings that you interact with who are sentient.
How things evolve from pure energy to matter.
Definitely was kind of a paradigm shifting moment.
Coming from a scientific background, you come up with explanations that range from geomagnetic to atmospheric to something that's physical in nature.
There's a lot more out there that we don't know than we do know.
The our view of reality, the reality that we experience on a day-to-day basis, seems to be this very, very thin slice of something far larger.
Boom.
Credit goes to Maurice on that editing. Great job, as always.
Thank you, sir.
So, I mean, the way that this is broken down is I obviously do all the research and have all the connections to all the people and everything. Maurice is a professional photographer and filmographer, and he's doing all the editing and, you know, video stuff, basically, so.
Yeah, I mean, we're bouncing it back and forth. We obviously have a storyboard and things like that, so it's a joined effort. But Michael will be narrating the documentary. He's got that nice booming voice you guys have come to know and love. Hey, hey.
Hey, baby.
So, yeah, the pressure's on now. I really better get to work.
Yeah. The time's a ticking away here. You have till the end of the year. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, you have till the end of the week.
It'll probably be obviously a lot sooner than that. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I'm excited. I really like everybody involved, and look, we've been lucky enough from doing the podcast to meet a lot of cool people that we wouldn't have normally had a chance to, you know, meet in person or talk with or anything. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm super excited, and shout out to everybody involved, you know, especially some of the, you know, obviously some of the people are friends of the show. We love everybody, but, you know, like Dr. Rick Strassman, Andrew Gallimore, Dr. Bob Davis, Michael Masters, you know, some of these other people that have a lot of stuff on their plate. We appreciate, obviously, them participating. And as I mentioned before, we reached out to a ton of people. So there was a lot of people, there was a lot of people that we asked that didn't want to do it or couldn't do it or whatever. But I mean, we're going to be hopefully making more documentaries in the future. So,
yeah, again, this is a nice way to get our feet wet. And because it was such a remote experience, just because we were kind of sequestered. But again, I think it was nice for some of the interviewers, because some people do get nervous when you go to their house and you set up the lights and the camera and it's like they're on a TV show and they really got to come to perform. We gave everybody that we interviewed that they filmed themselves essentially in their own home. So I think they felt pretty comfortable. And from seeing the footage I've been watching, it seems like we've gotten some very good insight into all different zones within this concept. So
yeah,
it's going to be cool, man. It's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be more open-ended though. It's going to be based on all the information, and then we put it into the viewer's hands. It's up to you guys to kind of make your own conclusions.
Yeah, I mean, look, I told Maurice too, I don't want to make an objective documentary in the sense that we're trying to push some sort of agenda. All I want people to know is there are weird things that happen beyond the scope of our five senses and our perceptions, and you can access these things in weird moments, or, you know, like a UFO or UAP sighting, and then you can induce them, you know, psychedelics or altered states of consciousness, meditation, things of that nature. So the people that are having these experiences, they're real, you know, and these have profound impacts on these people's lives that carry on for sometimes an entire lifetime. So what does that mean for that person? Does that mean that, obviously, what I'm saying is it has meaning, but what does it mean in the bigger picture of things? Does it have some sort of purpose? Is it tied to our evolution? Is it something tied to the evolution of the mind and consciousness? Is it something external that's kind of leading us along some sort of path or trail? Are we dangling the carrot in front of ourselves? Or somebody else dangling the carrot? That's what we have to figure out, or that's what the goal is. So again, we're just going to present all of these stories and experiences and add interesting research and takes and different things. And again, let people decide, and hopefully pique people's interest and get more information out there. And I would say too, that this probably might not be appealing to somebody that's never even looked into either of these topics. We're not trying to get like the new fan or the new person. And I'm not saying we're focusing on the more experienced researchers or anything like that, but I just feel like we're doing our truth, and through doing that, based on the research that we've done, I would say it's a little bit more intricate in depth. And if somebody's just stumbling upon this, it might be a little out there for them, but I mean, it is what it is. So,
well, we came at it with no agenda whatsoever. We came at it with love. We came at it with the idea of, again, just getting all these people that we've came to appreciate, and we know that they have a good brain on their shoulders. So we wanted to grab them and get their take on some of the stuff. And again, like I said before, I'm learning almost just like the podcast. It's just a big learning experience for me too. So if I can learn a lot of things while making it, I'm sure everybody can learn something from watching it.
And it's a bunch of new faces too. A bunch of new voices. Some of these people aren't even in these specific communities. You know, there's a lot of cross-pollination there, which is kind of what I wanted. I don't want the dogmatic views or the dogmatic voices or the people that have been doing this same thing for 30 years with no results kind of a thing. I wanted a new take, a new lens to look at these things through. Like I said, I feel like I've been paying attention the last 3 or 4 years to most of the stuff that's going on, and I really haven't learned anything new the last 2 years. It's just been a lot of infighting in these communities, whether it's the psychedelic stuff or whether it's the UFO, UAP stuff. So, and anybody that poo-poos either one of these, it's like, well, then why do so many people experience these things? A lot of intelligent people, I would ask them that. And those people always
always
try and explain it away with some BS. They don't actually really look at it. And it's weird because there's, like, if you're a scientist, wouldn't you want to get at the root or get at the heart of what's going on? It's the nature of reality we're talking about. It's the nature of being. It's the nature of metaphysics. And if you're not, and you're just interested in these topics, I would hope that you're doing the research and putting in the time and cross-referencing and looking at the full picture on these things. So,
well said, my man. Why don't you type in our Twitter handle just to make sure everybody knows where to go tomorrow at 1 p.m.
It's just at Mike Escape.
Perfect.
Is the Twitter handle, so... Yeah, and anybody can join the Twitter space. And you feel free to jump in and talk too. Yeah. I don't know. We had some really good Twitter spaces going, like I said, before my wife and I had our little guy. So, I mean, I don't know if I'll have time to get back to that anytime soon, but once in a while or some sort of announcement or research or something, you know, I'm down to do it for sure.
Yeah, but, you know, we're providing that space for people to go on and do their own thing anyway, so...
Right.
Comment, retweet some of the stuff, and what are you guys going to be talking about tomorrow? Do you have an agenda or?
Probably a lot of the UFO, UAP heavy stuff. Obviously, that's Chris's bread and butter.
That's what he knows,
and he's had his own experiences and stuff. But yeah, just all that stuff, and then anything. I mean, people can talk about the other stuff too. I mean, obviously, I know a lot about that. But whatever. I mean, the whole point is to share experiences. So people have weird stories or altered state stories or anything like that, you know, share that stuff. I'm always down to hear it. But
yeah, it was fun. The first thing that we did for it, I went out to a farm and I brought my drone and all my camera gear. I've spoken with Chris Wolford, but I never met him in person. So It was a good time, and he took me around the farmland, and you guys will see some of that in the footage. And it was right when the situation was kind of easing up, so it was nice to get out of my house and go and do some things and just enjoy the nature. But it's fun, man, and I don't think this is going to end with just one, but a lot of work goes into it, so we'll take it as it comes. But I hope everybody is getting pumped up for this thing, and you know, spread the word and tell your friends about the channel. We're almost to that 4,000 mark, and we're growing little by little. But again, we're taking the approach because we're not trying to just ride the bandwagon. There's a couple of different things that we could be doing right now just to appeal to the masses.
Oh,
but
we could make a documentary. It's like, they're here, they're real. we could be doing all that. And that, dude, let's be real. That does sell. I mean, you look at the channels that kill it.
Well, you got into the whole market because of Ancient Aliens. So again, you know.
I would say that. Well, not because of that. That was just
that opened your curiosity to go back like Tepe and things like that.
I mean, it wasn't just that though. But there was other things at play. But I would say that show. I mean, look, there's episodes of that show where they talk about panspermia, which is a legitimate theory,
right,
that,
you right.
know, of the origin of life on this planet and other planets and possibly throughout the universe. I definitely, aliens did not build anything on this planet. I can be pretty sure about that. If you think that, I would suggest looking more into the way things are built, archaeological records, civilizations, because I mean, there's definitely a progression. There's definitely a progression there. And if you watched our Mysteries of Metaphysics Ancient Egyptian episode, was that 5.0? I take you through a clear path progression of from, you know, the early mastabas and the step pyramid of Saqqara all the way to the Great Pyramid. So, I mean, there is, if you are looking for research, it's out there and you can see how these things were built. And look, there's other questions to be asked regarding that stuff, like why are there pyramids on every continent? Did these civilizations have more contact with each other than previously thought? Was there some sort of influence or game of telephone in the ancient world happening or things like that? I mean, we know all the ancient Greeks would go to Egypt to learn. Thales, you know, I think he even measured the height of the Great Pyramid using mathematics and stuff like that. So there was a lot more cross-pollination in terms of that kind of stuff. But yeah, I definitely... humans all the way in terms of that. But I mean, the other question is, again, we'll go back to panspermia. Are we the aliens? We could be the aliens that, you know, were seeded on this planet via a comet or the building blocks of life from some sort of meteorite with the organic compounds on it, stuff like that. So cosmic dust. I mean, there's a lot of different theories and hypotheses out there on how this stuff goes. And I mean, even the people pushing the abiogenesis theory of how life started on this planet, that's not all set in stone either. So,
yeah,
lots of different cool stuff. But yeah, I mean, it all starts somewhere. I would say that when we started this podcast, and that's one thing we point out regularly, is some of the crazier things we used to think or believe versus where we are now, given all the research, all the conversations with experts, all of the dogma stripped away and just pure cross-referencing, researching, philosophizing, and just connecting things through personal experiences and then also through, you know, epistemology. So
yeah, you know, putting in the time and just growing as we move forward here.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm proud of what we've done so far. And even look at Maurice. This guy's sprouted into a flower.
So. Yeah, our roles have reversed.
But yeah,
our thinking has reversed, rather.
I wouldn't say it's reversed. I'm still there. Look, I'll say this. I think that, as I mentioned before, I mean, having some sort of belief in something bigger than yourself takes the weight off your shoulders. It provides you with some sort of, I don't even know how to explain it, but there is a positive. If you can do that and not have to try to influence others and can just use that yourself, I think there's a lot of positive aspects of that. I think where it goes wrong is when it becomes organized and then you're pushing views on other people that have other ideas and you got to convert people.
I mean, things get skewed. We know that.
Things get skewed. Telephone happens and power comes into play. Money comes into play. Everything gets, you know, tainted. So, yeah, I would say that having belief in something bigger than yourself or having some sort of purpose or hope or... whether it's, you know, belief in gods or you're just a spiritual person or aliens or whatever it is, as long as you can internalize that and use it in a positive way for yourself and not have to influence others, I think that that can be a good thing. So,
well said, my friend.
But yeah, I'm really, really excited about this documentary. I'm really excited about the people that are in it. And again, it's kind of all in-house in the sense that we've had contact with all these people through our podcast and conversation.
Well, we've had them all on the podcast.
We've had them all on the podcast. And some of them are even close. I would consider them close friends now, which is cool.
Yeah, it's awesome that we've made friends through the podcast. That's when you're at our age, you don't really go out and make new friends all the time. Seriously, it's like...
No, I know.
So that's cool.
But I think that this is going to, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to, it might make a big splash and it might make no splash, but either way, I think that there will be a lot of truth in here in the sense of like what we actually know instead of just adding a bunch of fluff in there. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, again, we're not trying to just sell stuff, you know. There are how many?
We have enough fans where I feel
I'm not gonna talk shit, but how many podcasts and how many YouTube channels are they just claiming insane, crazy things without any evidence or data or personal experiences, real experiences, any of that stuff? So, I mean,
right.
I don't know. But I think one thing people can relate to is weird things, whether I know there's a lot of people out there that have ghost stories or UFO stories or have had mystical experiences or psychedelic experiences, and they don't talk about it, but they've had these weird experiences. So I think this will resonate with them because you're going to see a lot of people talk about stuff that you wouldn't normally see people talk about. So,
yeah, and like I was saying, we're making this for our fans, and if it creates any more buzz, that's just icing on the cake. But we really appreciate everybody out there, and thank you for sticking with us on our, what is it, 234?
234,
baby. Yeah, baby, 234. We're moving on up.
Yeah, and I know we've been spending a lot of time on this. We're going to get back to the guest format, too. We're going to start having more guests back on, but we still got to get through the rest of the mysteries and metaphysics stuff, but I'm going to sprinkle in some guests in between there, but we'll start having people back on. And actually, maybe we'll even have some of the people that are in this documentary back on, and we can talk a little bit more with them about this stuff, too. So,
yeah, and I'm sure we could have a couple on as we prepare and edit more.
But yeah, if anybody has any questions or comments, please leave them below. After we are finished with this episode, I am going to premiere the trailer live on our YouTube channel. And if you're watching on Spotify, obviously you can watch the trailer on the episode that we're doing now. I'll put a timestamp for when the trailer starts on the episode. And yeah, I think that's about it. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, sir. I just better get to work.
This is what he's been doing the whole episode. He's been...
I'm culling footage. Yeah, yeah. He's watching Michael Masters' interview.
Yeah, he's been editing while we've been doing this episode.
I wish I could. I'm not that smart.
But...
You got a I can't even say the word.
Carte blanche?
No. No, don't worry about it, my man.
Cart before the horse.
I'm watching what I say around you now. I'm getting called out left and right with my lingo.
Yeah, well.
Let Maury speak. Well, I'll speak in a language all my own.
Don't let Maury speak. We're just going to put a big circle with a cross.
It's a new shirt. We let Maury speak, and we didn't want to hear it.
Put the Ghostbusters thing over his face.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, no, that's it. I think we covered all of it. I'm, like I said, I'm excited, and yeah, it's gonna be good. And we'll do another episode before it's about to release to announce when it's coming out too. I'm sure at some point here. So I mean, it'll be out this year.
We're gonna build up that hype.
We've been editing it. All the footage is pretty much in. So we just gotta figure out all the deets here. So
yeah, it takes time to concoct the story, not concoct, but to construct the story, because everybody's got their own say. So it's like trying to weave these things in and out. It's going to take some finessing, but I'm ready for the challenge, and I know you'll be right there with me, my man.
For sure. Yeah, I think that's it. So before we get on out of here, head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/mindescapepodcast. For just $2 a month, you'll get exclusive guest episodes and segments, tons of stuff on there. You know, if we've had a guest, there's a good chance we've done an episode with them on our Patreon. Randall Carlson, Rick Strassman, Laird Scranton. Yeah, I mean, anybody that you can think of that we probably had on the show is on there. And again, I'll be re-uploading all the YouTube videos are still up there, but I'll be re-uploading all the audio ones that are not on there anymore because of us switching from SoundCloud. So
nice.
And here's a few of our t-shirt designs. If you're interested, head on over to our merch store. You can hit the link tree link below. It'll take you there. IndrasWeb.org is live. This is a social media platform we created to connect open minds. You can speculate, hypothesize, theorize. It's a perfect place to do it. And again, if you want to win this Mind Escape t-shirt, all you have to do, well, first of all, I think all we have left is large as a medium. So if you're interested, all you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review, and then, yeah, that'll enter you to win. So,
very cool.
Again, I will be uploading the trailer after we were done with this episode. And yeah, we love everybody, and stay safe out there, and we'll catch everybody next time. Peace.
Peace.